Tom Castaldi here, out on the Heritage Trail. In the 1950s, four first-year Butler University students formed Hal's Harmonizers. Ross Barber, along with his brother Don Barber, both natives of Burnsville, a small town east of Columbus, Indiana, were joined by their music theory classmate, Hal Crash from Warsaw, Indiana, and fellow student Marvin Pruitt. At first, the four pursued a barbershop quartet style. However, Pruitt disliked being on the stage and soon dropped out of the group. A cousin of the Barbers named Bob Flanagan from Greencastle, Indiana, stepped in and as lead singer took on a jazz-oriented direction, calling the group the Toppers. Each of the Toppers played instruments, with Ross Barber on drums and trumpet. Brother Dan played guitar, Bob Flanagan handled the brass and trombone, and Hal Cratch played brass and trumpet. However, when they played their first date in September 1948, the Toppers went on stage with a new name. Because the group dropped out of school their first year, their Chicago-based agent suggested the name Freshman Four. Before heading to their next show in Northeast Indiana, the group reversed the name and the moniker, The Four Freshmen, stuck. In 2011, the Los Angeles Times reported that the four were always pursuing the sound of five voices, inspired by the Stan Kenton Orchestra's trombone section. When the first tenor went up, the three other voices would stay either in the middle or lower register and sing full volume, which would create an open harmony. Later in 1950, in the Esquire Lounge in Dayton, Ohio, Stan Kenton heard the four freshmen and was so impressed that he got them a Capitol Records deal. After a struggle to get a hit tune, the four finally landed the 1952 hit volume, It's a Blue World. The tune itself epitomized their unique style and the beginning of a long list of hits such as Mood Indigo and Graduation Day. The Four Freshmen's music is considered the innovative four-part harmony that influenced the Beach Boys, the Letterman, and the Mamas and the Papas, just to mention a few. From 1953 to 1958, Downbeat Magazine's reader poll named the Four Freshmen as the best vocal group each of 5 years. A Grammy nomination in the jazz group category was earned in 1958. Changes have taken place over the decades. Don Barber retired in 1960, and sadly, the next year, Don was killed in an auto accident. Hal Cratch went on to sing with the Signatures before he died in 1970. Ross Barber retired in 1977, and there have been, without interruption, 22 groups of the Four Freshmen. Bob Flanagan toured through the 1990s until he passed away in 2011, followed by Ross Barber 3 months later, the last of the original freshmen. Even so, with the replacements joining in, the group's legacy continues, as does their unique musical sound, whose success began on September 20, when the Four Freshmen played their very first professional date in the 113 Club on West Washington Street, the present site of the Grand Wayne Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For NIPR, this is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you'll join me next time on the Heritage Trail.